I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking about throughout the first half, but to come out, hold, you know, the Warriors to 17 points in the third quarter, kind of make a stand right there to start the second half, you know, in a one-point ball game, build a huge lead, was super impressive. So, you know, Jonas was unbelievable. I think, you know, 60 rebounds. You know, it's been a long time, I think, since this franchise has done that. It's awesome. You know, he set a tone for us, but even defensive rebounding from a lot of different guys. You know, but that activity in the second half was great where it needed to be. I thought we did a whole lot better job of keeping them off the free throw line. I thought that really hurt us in the first half. I think they had 18 free throw attempts and I think only three in the second half. So keeping them off the free throw line kind of killed our pace in the first half. But then we get to, you know, great defensive possessions where activity leads to our fast break. We're out and running, you know, I think eight guys again with two plus assists. You know, I think we did a lot better job being active and disciplined at the same time. So overall, great team win. You know, so on to the next one.
Taylor, I think at the beginning of the season, some people just were questioning how Jonas would sort of fit with your system. I mean, what can you say just about the way that he's been able to gel within the flow of what you're trying to instill here?
Yeah, I mean, he and I talked a lot about it, you know, during the summer and, you know, just, you know, continuing to play to his strengths. Obviously tonight, you know, the rebounding, the post touches, you know, forcing teams to double team him. He's an unbelievable screener and roller. I think him and Ja have gotten, you know, a great connection, but even, you know, with our secondary ball handlers as well. You know, him being a DHO guy that can screen, roll, be a finisher in the rim, you know, knocks down a big three tonight. You know, the more that he just expands his game. So with all of our players, but in him particular, talking about, you know, in our style of play, you know, the pace, I think he's playing with great pace. He's sprinting the screens, play to your strengths, and then we're going to continue just to add layers to your game that I think he'll be excited about, and he's fully embraced it. And, you know, tonight he set a tone for us. I mean, you know, blocking shots, altering shots, you know, he's gotten so much better in our center field rim protection coverages over the course of the season. But just naturally, as, you know, he's just gotten integrated more and more with his teammates after, you know, not really having a preseason, you see all his hard work paying off, and, you know, it's the new version of Jonas, but there's so many, you know, versions or, you know, what he's been doing in his, you know, 8-year career that he's still playing on and making a huge impact with.
De'Anthony Melton, he had two steals, two blocks tonight. I mean, he has some of the best hands in the league when you kind of look at the numbers, at, you know, just how much havoc he's able to create. But I guess what was the process of figuring out exactly how to utilize De'Anthony from the moment you got him, and how have you seen his game progress, you know, since early in the season when he wasn't getting off the bench till now, where he's been one of the better guys off the bench?
Sure. Well, you know, when we welcomed him into our program, we knew that he was going to be an impactful player. You've heard me say that, you know, probably a million times. But it was really just trying to find the opportunity for him. You know, obviously, you know, coming back from, you know, injury maintenance, you know, to start the season, didn't, you know, really get his shot right off the bat. But, you know, all the work he put in, you know, his opportunities in the G League, what we were seeing in practice, you know, we knew that when the opportunity came, he was going to be a disruptor on the defensive end. You know, as you said, you know, two blocks, two steals, you know, rebounds, deflections, just wreaking havoc even on the ball. You know, it may not be a stat, you know, line, you know, but – you know, things that he does to impact the game, you know, and then I think, you know, to answer the other part of your question, what he's been growing in is just, you know, confidence in his role in the offensive end, you know, being off guard, a secondary playmaker, a guy that when he gets downhill for us, you know, he can play make, but he also can score. You know, confidence in his three-point shot. He spent so much time as he was getting back from this injury on his three-point shot and, you know, instilling that confidence in him to have a green light. So we knew all the stuff defensively was going to be coming there, you know, continuing to challenge him to take on some of the tougher matchups, you know, throwing different coverages out there, nuances that he's got to get to speed with, but he's just growing in all those areas. Everything that we had, you know, confidence in that he'd be able to do. And now he's even backing it up with even more growth on the offensive end, just becoming this more complete and complete player.
Coach, are you enjoying the success that you guys have had recently, or is it solely just a sense of responsibility that you guys remain a top eight seed?
I mean, for us, we're having fun. I mean, again, we don't really, you know, I know the guys, we're, you know, all aware of where the standings are at, and everyone's asking questions about, you know, playoffs and eight seeds and But these guys, they just enjoy competing with each other, and they're having fun doing it. You know, our goal at the start of the season was create an environment. You know, you've heard me say compete together and get better, but let's have fun doing that. The winning obviously helps. You have to admit when you're winning, you're having some fun. But the way that we're going about doing it, the daily work, we're hitting those dog days of the season. We're about to hit our 41st game, come Tuesday against Houston. But to be at this point, this growth, that's what I think's the exciting part. That's what's the fun part about it. It's obviously great when you can back up all that growth and hard work into wins, we've come a long way since the start of the season. So these guys should definitely enjoy it, have fun with it. But the great thing about them is we're humble in the process. We get ready, for the next day. We have practice tomorrow, getting ready for, another good opponent coming in here in the Rockets and, so on and so forth. But it's a daily process. I know it can tend to be repetitive, but let's have fun in that process. And I think these guys have really embraced that. And as a coach, when you get to see that unfold firsthand, it's fun to watch.
Coach, the guys completed a lot of lob passes tonight. Was there something that kind of happened naturally in the flow of the game? Was it something that the Warriors were showing on defense? Or was it something you're implementing in the offense to throw more of the alley-oop passes?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say honestly, we've probably just as a team run a lob drill twice in practice. So, more credit goes to those guys because I think throughout the game they were talking about the different coverages that they were seeing and, if they were getting a small guy on one of our bigs, how we could exploit, something like that. And, I think just in the natural flow, we're a team that, gets lobs in transition, JJ in transition, Ja in transition, Jay's been making big time lob passes from half court, DB. So, I think that's just them, just that connectivity that we talk about. It's just another added element to our game, but credit goes to those guys sniffing that out and identifying how they can find their teammates on those opportunities.
Coach, the bench is one of the more productive in the NBA. Can you kind of talk a little bit about knowing what kind of production you're going to be able to get from those guys and how maybe it's a secret weapon or maybe not so secret weapon now?
I mean, our bench is huge for us. When you can get production off the bench, obviously scoring, everyone looks at the points column. That's huge because that just complements what our starters are able to do, successfully night in and night out. But, for us, we've been talking about since day one, the depth that we're going to have on this team, guys filling different roles, and to be able to play 11 guys right now with confidence is great. You know that you're going to be able to put five guys, mixed lineups at times too. But when we get those lineups at times, I think end of the first and third where, you've got pretty much five guys that come off the bench that go out there, they create a spark. I mean, these guys embrace it. They talked about earlier in the season where, they could do more. And I think they just kind of create this identity together where they play well together. It's, gelling and they're meshing together. And they do a lot of great things defensively, scrapping, 50-50 plays, winning plays, and then they turn into great pace on the other end. So we've got the utmost confidence in those guys, to play that deep of a roster because all these guys contribute in a different fashion. It's the three-point line. It's at the rim. It's at, deflection, steals, rebounds. It's plus-minus. You just see the impact that they're making, and, we're super proud of them. But that depth, those mixed lineups, it gives us a lot of, versatility as a team.
Building double-digit leads hasn't been a problem for this team, but it's been keeping them. Just where are you as far as finding that line between leaving, like your guys out there to maintain that lead and being able to ease up a bit, just given that we've seen some 20-point leads disappear this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're actually turning in a good direction. I mean, you look at, today's game, as itself, like they hit some tough shots. I think we're executing our game plans defensively. We're not taking our foot off the gas pedal. They're energized in the timeouts, knowing that, an 18-point lead with 5 or 6 minutes left is nothing since we've experienced it before. They hit some tough shots, and then, we're playing the right way on the other end. Maybe there's a possession here or two, but it's less and less of maybe some sloppiness or some carelessness, and it's more actually great execution than we just miss a wide-open three, and, that can cement a game. So there was moments that build that 20-point lead, because you're executing, you're hitting shots, and, it's just a timely thing sometimes where they're hitting shots and you may not, but you withstand it with a couple big-time stops, a couple and-ones or, rim finishes, offensive rebound. But these guys, when we talk about staying the course, I think them taking their foot off the gas pedal is becoming less and less. They keep playing the full 48 minutes is what we're challenging them with, and, they're benefiting from that in the last, couple weeks here. Great. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.